By the way, Ham played the I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need to deal with your bull ass. That got brought up last night.
The Hardline Helpline.
And Sweet Night in a very funny form.
Okay.
214. All right, Helpline's brought to you by
520. A1 Locks, Smith Security and Safes, and Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Don't start on me, please.
Okay, so we were asking for women's to call in, and I kind of wondered, I think that they're too embarrassed to call in concerning their own divorce and what they did with their ring. Because we have plenty of divorced women that listen to the show, or women that have been divorced at one point or another.
Hey, ladies.
That
are, what's up, cougars?
That are probably just kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to go in there and talk about that, whether I kept it or whether I gave it back or whatever. I did get a couple of emails. One from my buddy who said that he asked for the ring back and got it back. And this was after having two kids.
That's wild.
Yes, he got it back.
I feel like kids are the line.
Where you shouldn't get it back?
I'm not here to rule that, but it would just be weird to ask for it once you've brought children into the world together.
One another friend of mine got engaged right out of college, and it didn't work out. They never got married, and she gave him the ring back.
That seems like a no-brainer.
Except for Lando, who didn't get his ring back after being engaged. I think that's incredibly sorry. Regardless if it's your fault or not, the guy's fault, if you don't get to the altar,
well,
you should give the ring back.
If you bang a stripper at your bachelor party, then you probably shouldn't ask for the ring back.
That's a provision in the bylaws.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the Bible.
Not in
no.
the Bible.
No, but...
No mention of banging strippers.
It should be...
By the way, Dave Canales, he did that.
He did what?
Banged a stripper at his bachelor party.
Shut up.
Yeah. Remember we were talking about the Panthers head coach and
yeah.
Corby had the...
That he's had some infidelity issues.
Corby had the wild speculation. Didn't he have some kind of sex addiction or something?
It's weird Corby knew that so well.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know it so well. I thought he also had a Satan addiction.
And yeah, it turns out that he and his wife co-wrote a book about saving their marriage.
There's only one way to save this marriage.
We're writing
a book.
You're going to write this book.
With me.
But yeah, he talked about his
I love you, baby.
His sex addiction whoa. And whoa, and porn
weird,
addiction.
Weird place to pause there.
Yeah. His sex addiction and his porn addiction, and one of the things that he said is that he was unfaithful many times in his marriage, and it began when he banged a stripper at his bachelor party.
Did he have to come clean with that?
That's probably part of the process. Is no secrets are left untold.
Some?
Look.
You think that he told everything?
I'm not officiating the counseling, but it sounds like...
If he told that, there are other things that he did that are way worse that he didn't
You
tell.
Think?
Yes. He's like, I'll just tell this one and get out.
Yeah, this sounds pretty bad, but it's not the worst. Yeah. But she'll think it's the worst.
Yeah.
You know, at the bachelor party for our wedding.
I mean, I've heard worse. I've heard stories of grooms and fathers of the bride both experiencing the same stripper.
Is that where is that where the story originates, where there's an envelope under everyone's chair? Right?
What's the envelope?
Like, isn't that Mikey and Pop Rocks where at the wedding reception or whatever, it's pictures of her cheating or him cheating under the chair or something like that. That the other one reveals to with everybody present.
Ugh.
And if everybody could just look under your chair right now.
So tense. Yeah.
It's the best man and the bride.
So we had multiple calls from women. I don't, DJ, you can pick. Do we want to play a few of them? Do you want to play one?
Yeah, we probably got time for a few.
Okay. So let's do the one where there is no scenario, basically, where the women should give the ring back.
Hey, Corby, I'll leave my name out of this, but under no circumstance should the woman give the ring back, even if the engagement falls apart or if there's a divorce. The only exception is possibly if it was a family heirloom, like it belonged to the fiancé's great-grandmother, but only then should she give it back until she's received an adequate replacement of that ring.
What?
I mean, again, it's a gift. It's not a promise. And there's my particular example, after my engagement never went through with the marriage, I sold my engagement ring to my sister for $10,000 and bought myself a Rolex. So,
God,
I mean, it's 100% a gift, and no, the woman should not be required or feel obligated to give it back.
What if she's a giant whore?
It doesn't matter, apparently.
I take exception calling the ring a gift also. It seems like that's not...
It is a promise.
I was about to say, yeah.
It is a promise. Like, I want to marry you, and here is how much.
Does that make it a gift, though?
A
forever
gift.
It's more serious than a gift.
It's a contract.
I mean, it's part of the wedding process. Try getting married someday without a ring.
You give someone a Game Boy, not a $10,000 wedding ring.
Like, if you want to acquire a house, you don't have to bring over a TV as part of the setup or a car. You just say, I want to buy the house. But if you want to be involved in a wedding, if you're a guy, okay, there's a prerequisite. Well, what is that? You must present a ring.
And it has to be a nice enough ring that she will be proud to show it to her friends and post it on Instagram.
But wouldn't you...
So it is a good faith step to get married that isn't really optional, if
right.
you think about it.
Let's go back to the old days when... The girl's dad had to pay the guy a dowry.
Right.
Take this off my hands.
Right. I have one less mouth to feed around here.
Okay, so...
How do we get things so twisted, Bob?
It's a society.
Wouldn't you feel weird, though, if you didn't get if you didn't get married after the engagement, regardless of what happened? And you sold the ring to your sister, and then you used that money to buy a Rolex? And why is the sister buying the ring?
Yeah, what is she doing with it?
Like,
and why do you need a Rolex?
I don't know. Something bad must have happened.
I don't know.
Within it. And then the guy that called yesterday that said that, what was his bit? He said that, did he get the ring back?
Yeah, I think so. That he asked for it back, and his tag was that if my current marriage fails, then I will do the same thing.
Yeah, well, apparently his now wife was listening.
Oh, no.
Hello. So I just listened to the Helpline segment and heard my husband talk about how he got his ring back that he gave to his ex, and that if this marriage falls apart, that he's going to do the same. And by the way, I found out he was on it because he was excited, came in and was like, hey, babe, I'm on the ticket, which that's great. But, here's a few things that I guess I'll be asking back for, since the ring's a gift. How about I ask back for the $4,000 outdoor television and soundbar I had installed? Mm. How about the $6,000 I spent on a guy's trip to the Pacific Northwest so he could celebrate his 40th with his guy friends?
Banded.
How about a $4,000 custom fire pit that I installed by the pool? Or how about the thousands of items that have been purchased off Amazon and other places that have never been returned, and I get to go donate. By the way, I make my own money, so it's not like I'm using his money to do that. Yeah, just thought I would share that's my plan. If our marriage falls apart, I'll be going back to ask for that. So you wanted a woman's perspective? There you go.
Nice.
Courage.
I mean,
she seems
I'd like an outdoor TV and a sound bar.
Yeah. Custom fire pit.
Fire pit.
And she sent him to Bandon?
I know. Like, that's where they went, right?
You're going where else are you going? To the
Northwest?
Pacific Northwest? It costs that
Seattle?
Sort of money.
Are you going to see Cobain's house?
No, you're playing four rounds of Bandon dudes.
I was allowed to take my daughter to see Pavement.
Wow. All right, I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Power play.
Keep her number.
Yeah. She buys stuff. Too.
Yeah. That's, I mean, if cool. It doesn't work out, I might be looking for number four one day.
Why not? Why not?